Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
You're 930 Knucklehead runners up here on KISM. We're going to start off with a guy who forged his wife's signature on the divorce papers.
Yeah, and that's not good because 51-year-old Paul from Texas, you know, he wanted the divorce. He turned in the paperwork and had it notarized and signed with his wife's signature, but he never told her about it. Now that forgery could put him in prison for 10 years.
At some point, you're going to have to tell her, right? I mean,
yes. I'm not coming home no more.
Yeah. And then we got this woman who was featured on King 5 last night. You can go with the scammers and the scammies, but come on, man. This is five times that this has happened to her, where she has been romance scammed. By that, I mean she's gone online, met guys, and given them money to the tune of $60,000 in these five times. The most recent guy, she said, yeah, I gave him a MacBook, an Apple Watch, and hundreds of dollars. And she knows she's being scammed, and she said she can't wait to drop him.
I mean, you know, and how old is she, 60-something?
It doesn't... Yeah. I don't think they said in the report how old she was. They showed her, but they, like, pixelated her face, and they masked her voice, so you couldn't really tell.
What about back to the grocery store or church, something like that? Why online if you struck out five times in a row?
These guys just cleaning her out. One guy took her for $20,000, and she still got back on the train. Yeah, I'll give it another shot. Mm. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today is, you'd think, if you swallowed a spoon, you'd think you'd remember that, wouldn't you?
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Not if you drank as much as this woman in China. She went out and got blitzed and, through the course of the evening, swallowed a 6-inch spoon. Okay,
now, I almost did that with some Brad and John Barry bourbon this summer. I was eating it so fast. That almost happened.
So she swallows this thing and then wakes up the next day and her stomach is hurting her. And she does not know why.
It's that damn tequila.
She has no idea why. She doesn't remember swallowing the spoon. So she goes into the emergency room. They x-ray her up and there in the x-ray, right there in the inner abdomen, you can see is a 6-inch spoon. So they actually fished this thing out. I figured there were only two ways it was coming out. One would be a very painful way.
Well, one
that you're awake for.
If they gave her that solution before your colonoscopy, it would have come out.
And then the other is they open her up, but at least you're out when they open you. No, they went fishing inside her. They stuck like a fishing thread down her. They did a gastroscopy, thin tube down her throat, and then
with a little lasso on it?
With a little lasso at the end of it, and then you got to position it right, too, so it... So it comes
doesn't
up the
get
right
up sideways, or whatever.
So that's how they got that thing out of there. She doesn't remember swallowing the spoon, but I guarantee she remembers it coming out. That's for sure. Our 930 Knucklehead winner.